Hey, hey, party people!
What's up, world? Welcome to another episode of Save Siblings. I'm Charles.
I'm Chloe.
And we're siblings!
That's right, we're related.
Happy Sunday, or whatever day you're listening. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the Save Siblings fam. Save Siblings is a podcast hosted by your favorite, or soon-to-be favorite sibling duo. And Save Siblings is our way of extending support that entertains, enlightens, and encourages. So do not forget to subscribe, share the podcast with a friend, leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment, check out SaveSiblings.com for more, and follow us on Instagram at SaveSiblings. All right, let's get to the show. Today...
it's our 100th episode!
Hey!
Oh, yeah!
We put together a reel from our Anchor Analytics. We hope you guys enjoy this snippet. Let's roll it.
If you have the audacity to not use your blinker to signify to me, another human being that's driving on planet Earth, that you're about to turn... you don't care about me at that point.
You're rude. It's just so rude. And the other day, I was driving, and a cop did it, y'all. A cop was in front of me and turned and didn't use their blinker. And for a split second, I almost honked. And then I was like, wait, can I honk at a cop? Yeah, I can honk at a cop if you're not following the rules of the road.
We are warning millennials.
Yes.
And everybody on planet Earth about the amount of time it actually takes to do things and accomplish things.
It's all about patience today.
Now, America's consumeristic lifestyle is not to be confused with your life and the progress in your life. Do not let same-day shipping on Amazon lead you to believe that you can get same-day shipping on your hopes and dreams.
Ooh, talk about it.
Now,
how long, Charles, do you think it takes...
did you guys like that little pause there, by the way? That was... it was for dramatic effect, okay? Okay?
So, how long does it take to master a skill?
Well, it can take anywhere from 6 to 10 years... to get great at something, depending upon how often and how much you do it.
Jeez.
Now, some estimate, well, some go by the 10,000 hour rule. So some estimate that it takes 10,000 hours to master something.
Jeez.
So guys, hold on there. If you're working towards something, stay with it. Just keep going. Just keep persevering.
Amen. Finish the fight. Finish your race.
If you listen to so many successful people just give accounts of their life, they just didn't stop. Like, they just didn't stop doing what they were trying to doing. They just kept on pushing. They kept on practicing. They kept on trying. They kept on speaking. They just kept going and going and didn't let people saying they wouldn't accomplish it hold them back. They just kept going. That was literally, like, that's it. They just did not stop.
Amen.
Don't stop.
Don't stop.
Let's look up these lyrics and see what aren't we saying right, what are we saying right, and what do those lyrics even mean? What's a bust down?
What is a bust down? Bust down, Tatiana.
Look at my wrist and get bust down.
Like, I don't know what that means. Straight up.
It might mean, like, it might be referencing, like, jewelry, maybe. Because it's always on the wrist. It might be like a watch or something.
But then if...
I just wanna roly, roly, roly with a down ring. I don't even think they say bust down in that song.
They don't. But with the song about the girl, he's telling her to bust down. So maybe it's a dance move. Like,
oh,
bust, like, bust it down. I really don't know.
And then even Seven Rings, shout out to Ariana Grande.
Killing the game.
Dropped her new album, Breakfast at Tiffany's. I asked Clay, I was like, why would you have breakfast at Tiffany's?
And this one I knew because it's a well-known rom-com with Audrey Hepburn and she has breakfast at Tiffany's. And I think it's actually one of Ari's favorite movies.
Because it's a jewelry store. I was like,
you can't get breakfast there. Why would you have breakfast there?
Which, when he asked me the question at first, I was like, what? You don't have breakfast at Tiffany's? And then I was thinking, well, I guess, like, it would be kind of puzzling when you really sat down and think about it. But for me, I knew exactly what she meant. Okay. Like, when she mentioned those red bottoms, Christian Louboutin, okay? Okay.
How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got?
Oh,
a lot.
Gosh. 21 Savage, I really, how he made it as an artist is fully beyond me.
It's a knife.
Every day that he's alive, he apparently rides with the stick.
What is that?
Is he talking about stick shift? Can he drive stick?
I feel like I wonder. Can't drive stick. Maybe it means a gun.
I really don't know, because why would you call...
Every day I'm alive, stick. I ride with the stick. Maybe it's...
You call it like a piece or something.
Maybe it's his private part.
That is also possible. He's talking about his wang.
I cannot.
Well, I hope you're riding with that. I don't know. Can you leave it at home?
That's what I'm saying. Like... Truly, truly, I don't know. And even, what is that other song that's out today by Post Malone?
Wow.
That's a great song.
That is a great song.
And I didn't like it at first. Wow. It is called Wow.
With the LaCroix. LaCroix is actually seltzer water.
That's right.
Some people are out there singing, LaCroix, don't even know what it is. It's seltzer water.
First time I heard that song, I actually thought it was... mixing up the vodka with the liquor. I thought he just was saying liquor in a cool way. And I was like, vodka is liquor. Then I was like, oh!
Don't even get me started on Mo Bamba.
Oh, gosh.
What is this kid saying?
What does this song even mean? What is Moamba? Mo Mamba?
Like, well, what is that? Is that his motherland?
I really don't. Does he even say it in the song at all? Like,
I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, he goes, I be ballin' with my N-word, Mo Bamba.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe it's his friend.
Oh.
Look at that. He wrote a whole song for his friend.
Good for Sheck West. That's apparently his name, Sheck West.
That's not his real name.
Oh, that's his, I guess his artist name.
His stage name? Yeah. I thought Halsey's real name was Halsey, but apparently it's not. It's something else. I should know, but I decided, I was like, what? I think it's like Ashley? Where'd she get Halsey from?
I don't even know.
Sorry, guys. That was totally a tangent, but...
Wait, what? Halsey?
Yeah, oh, Halsey's name is not Halsey.
Ooh, she's out here sucking on too much Halls.
I was not ready for that. No, even that other that song that's in that Spider-Man movie, Sunflower.
Oh yeah.
Why is that called Sunflower? You know, you left in the dark since I stuck by you. You're my sunflower. Like,
probably because it sounds good. Honestly, they're in the studio. Like, this just sounds good.
And I guess it's nice to call a girl a sunflower. Suns are
that's
nice.
Probably it.
Right?
That makes sense.
They're bright. They bring bright to your life. They're nourishment for the bees.
Every day I was young in the East Side. What's that East Side song by...
What's
that guy's name?
Benny Blanco.
It's got my buddy Khalid in it. Shout out to Khalid.
Every single time I heard this song, y'all, I would sing it when I was young. I fell in love with Mr. Old Handsman. What is a Mr. Old Handsman? But I sang it...
Get the hazmat suit.
Every time. And then we look up the lyrics, and it's actually... We used to hold hands, man. That was enough. At least I got the man. And old. Oh, no, they don't say old. They say hold.
Yikes.
Mr. Old Handsman?
Who's got old, crusty hands?
And why are you holding them?
If you got crusty hands... Get some lotion, number one.
Amen.
Second thing you need to do is stop using alcohol cleaner.
Oof.
Like the Purell, it's great, but use the foam one. Don't get the clear one because then you'll get dehydrated hands.
That's so true.
Get the crusty hands.
Even with the aloe, I feel like that does not help.
Aloe is a marketing scheme to get people to buy it, I think. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Let's talk to Procter & Gamble. Procter & Gamble, at us, savesiblings@gmail.com.
That's right.
Email us about your content and your products so we can be accurate.
What? There's another song I'm obsessed with right now, too. It's Drip Too Hard.
Drip Too Hard, Drip Too Hard. I don't even know the words.
Don't stand too close, you go around and drown off this wave. But what is Drip Too Hard? Like,
exactly. Drip Too...
Like,
and what is the wave?
I'm too, drip too hard, like, I have too many diamonds on, like, or I'm just like, see, when I think of the song, I think of, like, I'm just slaying. I drip too hard.
Cardi.
Yes.
I make money moves.
That one I got, but I didn't know why it was called Bodak Yellow for the longest time.
I still don't know why is it called Bodak Yellow? She actually has a remix to that song with Kodak Black. He's like, in my testimony.
Oh my goodness, the title
you only
is...
know me.
The title is a play-on of Kodak Black's name.
Oh.
With the B reference to the Cardi B, and Black is changed to yellow as she's a yellow-boned or light-skinned.
That's why he's in the remix.
Yeah!
Oh, okay.
That's not what I thought that was, as y'all can tell.
Yeah. Wow. Cardi B. Shout out to Kodak, I guess.
I love me some Cardi.
Mainstream.
Like, I ain't even going front. And I love Nicki, too. I don't know why people feel like you can't love both.
Starships were meant to fly. What's a starship? And how is she... How does she know they're meant to fly? Had she been in one?
Starship like a spaceship.
Yeah, I know, but what is she... Who sings about spaceships? One. Unless you're, like, NASA.
Which? Ariana has that new song, NASA.
Ooh.
I know.
I guess people care about celestial stuff.
I don't know why. Like, even in all the stores now, all the shirts say NASA on them. Space Day. I'm like, when did we start to care about this?
Shout out to Neil Armstrong. And astronauts across the world. We love and appreciate you. NASA's doing great things. You know, you want to know what I want to know? What is the Nothing Feels Better Than This by Khalid? What is the better than this? Well, what is the nothing that feels better than this? I don't know what he's talking about.
I think it's whatever you want it to be. When you listen to the song, you picture something. What do you picture?
That's true.
For me, I picture top down. I don't have a convertible, but I picture windows down.
Yeah, driving around listening to music.
Blaring in my hair. Well, wind blowing. And it's summer and I'm just... blaring through downtown, scaring the white folk.
Scaring the white folk. Need a ride, boy? This is the crazy thing, though. I want to know why. So when you're on Apple Music or Spotify, whatever you listen to your music on, you can see who wrote the songs. It says written by, and it'll say the artist's name, but then it'll just say all these other random names. Who are these other random people that the artists are collaborating with? Are they the artist's team? Are they... And music is such a personal thing with artists. Why is someone else writing part of your lyrics? Or how could another mind be in the collaborative effort to formulate something that comes from you, the artist?
I think maybe they just have, like, songwriting sessions and people come and they probably write together. Or let's say I'm writing a song and I get stuck on a lyric and I ask you, hey, what rhymes with this? And you give me a word that I actually use in the song. Technically, you would have writing rights.
Look at that. Sister, school me to the game.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
And I think it's because, like, for some people, two minds are better than one. It's like, you know, you're kind of just spitballing back off each other. Like, I think these rappers get in the studio, they don't know what they're even about to rap about.
They're drugged up.
For real.
They're smoking.
They're leaning.
The reefer.
Mo Bamba is a hit, so... That's like the bass in your car just blew out!
It sounds so distorted.
It's horrendous. Horrendous. But if you like that song, no shade. I mean, I'm sure it bumps in the club.
It doesn't bump in the club.
It sounds like it maybe would though. Like, I don't know. I haven't been out in a minute.
In a minuto.
It's cold. I'm not trying to go out.
Can spring come?
In the cold. Springtime. The wind today is enough to slit your face, bust it down.
Windbreakers.
Windbreakers don't work. That is the biggest farce in fashion history is a windbreaker.
Fallacy. A phallic clothing.
We have a million windbreakers. And every time I wear them outside, that ish ain't breaking no wind. Nothing's
breaking anything.
It's just breaking my face because they're hard when they hit you in the face.
Breaking some crusty lips down. All right, party people. We hope you guys enjoyed.
We hope you loved that.
That tribute to Save Siblings. We love you guys and we appreciate you so much.
Y'all are the best.
Let's get to the Sunday Shocker. Roll that clip.
And on today's Sunday Shocker, we have
All right, guys. So I saw this in Demi Lovato's story. I didn't know this had been a thing 2 years ago, but I guess in 2018, Domino's Pizza offered essentially free pizza for life in exchange for individuals getting a Domino's tattoo and sharing it on social media. So Demi shares this in her story saying, if Taco Bell offered this, like, would you do it? And she was like, heck yeah. And I'm sitting here like, people really are getting tattoos of their favorite takeout places? And Domino's was offering free pizza for life? I don't care. I would not get a tattoo of Domino's for free pizza for life. Yeah, nor would I get a tattoo of Taco Bell.
That's insane.
I can't believe that actually happened.
I would never
in my life
do that. No, well, I mean, not even that, but it's just like conceptually, my brain can't even wrap around.
Same.
What, like, that's like
that whole idea. Just it's crazy. Just, it blows my mind. Like, I love Starbucks.
That's a step too far.
I would never get a Starbucks tattoo.
Ever. It's just like, it's
coffee. I don't love
it's
not fast like, food that really much. I feel like people are like really attached to certain fast foods, but like you would really get a tat. Like you would get a Burger King tat.
I think
that's a lot. Domino's, people really got it tatted. Like it was a real thing.
Wow.
So if you did that, Jesus loves you.
He does.
I think you're a little crazy, but
that's he insane. He loves you.
And Demi Lovato would apparently get a Taco Bell tattoo if this was real. Like, she would get it and get Taco Bell for life. So shout out to Demi Lovato.
Shout out to Fire Boys.
But that is shocking. So, guys, don't get any tattoos of that.
Don't do that.
Don't forget to subscribe. Unless it's Save Siblings.
Yes. Unless it's not.
Don't forget to subscribe. Share the podcast with a friend.
Yes.
Keep sharing it with your family. Mm. Happy Thanksgiving. We know that was just around the corner. Christmas is around the corner. So share.
And don't forget to read your Bible.